Welcome to D&B College. Today we're locking in that concrete echo old school D&B swing feel. The goal is to make your drums feel stretched, swung, and properly arranged in Ableton Lift 12 so they hit with that jungle and early D&B pressure, not like a modern loop with a bit of swing slapped on top. What we're building here is a drum foundation that feels loose, but controlled. Human, but not drifting. Old school, but still clean enough to sit under a bass line without falling apart. And that balance is the whole game. Why this works in D&B is simple. The drums are not just time heaping. They are the character of the track. In jungle and old school D&B, the way the break breathes, the way the ghost notes land, and the way the snare snaps back into place is what gives the whole tune its identity. Start by choosing a break that already has the right attitude. You want clear snares, some hat motion, and a little natural swing. If you've got a choice, go for the dusty, roomy break rather than the super clean one. That room tone and imperfect tail can give you more of that authentic old-school movement once you stretch it. Drag the break into an audio track and turn warp on. For most drum material like this, beats mode is the first thing to try. It keeps the transients sharp and helps the snare stay punchy. Complex Pro can work if the loop is more sustained, but be careful, because it can soften the impact and make the drums feel a little too smooth. What to listen for here is really important. If the snare starts losing its crack, or the hat starts sounding like a zipper, you've gone too far with the warp. Back it off. Change the warp mode, shorten the stretch, or pick a better source. Don't force a break to behave if it's fighting you. Once the loop is sitting roughly in time, slice it into a MIDI track using the transients. This is where things get much more flexible. Instead of treating the break like a fixed loop, you're turning it into a playable drum performance. That's a big part of getting believable old-school swing, because now you can edit the groove with intention. Inside the drum rack, separate the important parts. Keep your main kick, main snare, ghost snare, and hats on clearly labeled pads. That might sound basic, but it saves time later when you start arranging fills and variations. Good drum work is often just good organization. Now build a core groove around the snare. The snare is the anchor. Everything else moves around it. A strong old-school D&B pattern usually has the snare sitting firmly on 2 and 4, while the kick drives the rhythm and the hats and ghost notes create the shuffle. Don't make every hit equal. That's one of the fastest ways to kill the feel. The hierarchy matters. The main snare should lead. The kick should support the motion. Ghost notes should stay lower and more conversational. The hats should add propulsion, not dominate the pocket. A practical rule of thumb is to keep the main snare clearly above the ghosts, and tuck the hats just above that ghost layer without letting them steal the focus. Now let's get into the swing itself. Old school swing is not usually about throwing on a global swing percentage and calling it done. It's more about micro timing. Nudge some hats slightly late. Let a few ghost notes sit behind the beat. Keep the main snare very close to the grid, or only slightly off, if the groove needs it. You can even push a kick a touch early if you want more urgency. A good starting point is to move hats about 5 to 20 milliseconds late. Ghost notes may be 10 to 30 milliseconds late depending on the source, and keep the snare almost locked. What to listen for is the push-pull. The groove should lean back around the snare, then snap forward into the next bar. If it starts to feel drunk, you've moved too many elements in the same direction. If it feels stiff, the offbeats are probably too perfect. If the loop is close but not quite breathing as one unit, use groove pull carefully. Very carefully. The point is not to force a modern swing grid over a jungle break, it's to unify the edited slices so they feel like one player. Keep the intensity low, and don't let velocity changes get too lumpy. If the groove pull starts making the loop feel preset, take it back out and trust the manual edits. Before you start processing too hard, shape the drum group with a simple stock chain. Drum bus, EQ8, and saturator are enough to get you very far here. Use drum bus for a bit of weight and transient control, but stay subtle. A little drive can help the break feel denser. A little transience can bring the snap back if it needs more bite. Be careful with boom, because in old school D&B it can quickly fight the bass line if you overdo it. Then use EQ8 to clean up the space. If the break feels boxy, a small cut around 200 to 400 Hz can help. If the hats are scratching too hard, soften the top around 6 to 9 kHz. Don't over-EQ. Just make room for the groove to breathe. After that, a touch of saturator can glue the drums and add edge. Again, keep it moderate. Too much drive and the snare starts to flatten, which is the opposite of what you want. The drums should sound printed, not plastic. What to listen for now is whether the break still has identity after processing. If it sounds tighter, thicker, and more confident without losing its transient shape, you're in the right zone. Next, Check the drums against a simple bass pulse. This is a really useful habit. Drop in a sustained sub note or a basic res and make sure the groove still works. Does the kick still read? Does the snare stay dominant? Are the ghost notes still audible or have they turned into mud? This matters because drums that sound great solo can collapse the moment the bass enters. Keep the low end mono compatible and disciplined. Your sub and core kick energy should stay centered. If you want width, put it on hats, room tone, or texture layers, not on the essential punch. That's a big part of making this style translate on club systems. Now we need to turn the loop into a track shape, because a repeating drum loop is not the same thing as an arrangement. For old school D&B, the groove has to evolve. A solid phrase might start stripped back, with fewer ghost notes and lighter hats. Then the full break comes in. Then you add a small variation, maybe a new kick pickup or a reversed hit. Then you finish with a fill or a little turnaround so the next section lands with more impact. Every 8 bars, change something that affects the groove. Every 16 bars, change something that reframes the energy. That could be as simple as muting one layer for a bar, adding an extra ghost snare, or swapping one hat rhythm. The key is that the track feels like it's moving forward, not just looping forever. A really smart move at this point is to print the best feeling drum section to audio. Commit it. If the pocket is right, stop endlessly tweaking it. Resample or consolidate the groove so you can edit faster and make arrangement choices more freely. Printed audio also makes it easier to trim tails, build reverses, and create fills without disturbing the groove you already liked. If you want to push the vibe further, decide whether the drums should lean more dusty and jungle-like, or more modern and heavy. If you want the dusty route, keep more room tone and imperfect edges. If you want the harder route, tighten the break, reinforce the snare, and use a bit more drum bus control. Neither is wrong. It depends on the bassline and the purpose of the tune. Here's a useful mindset for this style. If a change only makes the loop more novel in bars 3 and 4, but doesn't improve the first 2 bars, it might be a fill idea, not a core groove improvement. That's a great way to check whether you're actually strengthening the pocket or just decorating it. Another good coaching trick is to listen at 2 levels. Quiet monitoring reveals whether the snare still leads. Louder monitoring reveals whether the hats or distortion are turning into hiss and masking the pocket. If the groove only feels good loud, it's probably relying on texture instead of timing. And remember, if the swing starts feeling too obvious, stop moving things and start removing things. Sometimes one missing ghost note creates more pull than adding 3 more edits. Less can absolutely be more here. Let's land this with a clean recap. Old school D&B swing is built from break choice, micro timing, hierarchy, and arrangement, not from a swing knob alone. Keep the snare solid. Move the hats and ghosts more freely. Use warp, slicing, drum bus, EQ8, and saturator to shape the break without killing its character. Check the drums against bass early, and make the phrase evolve every few bars so it becomes a real track foundation, not just a repeating sample. Now do the exercise. Build a 4-bar old-school D&B drum phrase with 1 break, 2 support layers max, subtle timing nudges, and 1 simple variation at the end. If it works with the bass muted and with a bass test running, print it to audio and keep it. That's how you lock in the feel. Nice work.